I was shocked. I really was. Just like I know many of you were. I was backing up a friend who looked me in the eye on multiple occasions and repeatedly denied these allegations, said they weren't true. So it is disappointing, not only for myself as a friend, but for obviously Wisconsin sports fans, Brewer fans, Major League Baseball fans. It doesn't feel great being lied to like that, and I'm disappointed about the way it all went down.
How important is violating fans' trust?
That's important. I mean, fans are what make our business go, and we're fortunate here in Wisconsin to have some of the best sports fans, from Packer fans, Brewer fans, Bucks fans, fans that stick behind their team, win or lose, and we've been fortunate here in Green Bay to have some success and continue to keep this thing going and give our fans a lot to cheer about. And the Brewers have had some success as well the last few years. It's important to make sure that keep those guys on your side.
Has he reached out to you at all?
I've talked to him.
How does this affect your relationship, personal, business, with him going forward?
That's yet to be determined yet. I don't regret backing a friend up. Obviously, in hindsight, a more measured approach next time would obviously be the better course of action. People make mistakes. I definitely believe in forgiveness and moving forward. Obviously, he has a tough task in front of him moving forward with his career on and off the field. And as far as the business goes, right now I'm focused on football, and I have people who can help me work with those type of issues.
Still consider him a friend there?
I was disappointed by the way it went down. I trusted him, and that's the thing that probably hurts the most.
Move on to the next topic, folks.
Kind of on the same topic, the NFL and the Players Association seem to be getting closer to HGH testing. How important is that to you as a big ticket item to make sure this game is clean, the football outside of the baseball?
Yeah, I think that's important. I think leveling the playing field is very important, and I know when the new CBA got signed, that was one of the important things that they were trying to work through, and it seems like we're taking now some action steps towards that. Anything that cleans the game up, I think is great, not only for the players, but for the fans and for the example we set for young players.
Aaron, Mike just said today that you had one of the best off seasons that you've ever had. That's pretty high praise for what you've done already. What was your approach this off season, and what did you do?
Well, I've been working the last couple of years, like I've said, on my nutrition and trying to make sure I'm very smart about what I'm eating and how it affects my performance, especially when I'm training in the off season. This off season, I had the great opportunity to do two things I really love: to work out as much as I can and play golf as much as I could as well. And I think you have to have that fine balance in the off season of really putting the time in to be prepared and also making sure you're enjoying your time off. And I did both of those things. But I really wanted to come in and maybe turn a couple heads with my cutoff shirt on, or maybe walking towards the shower. John Kuhn is one guy especially who likes to make jabs about my body composition from time to time. So hopefully the guys see how dedicated I am to this thing. And another thing, like I mentioned in the spring, is the older you get in this league and the more wear and tear you have, you realize it's a little more difficult getting yourself in the right type of shape. And I've really, the last couple of years, focused on nutrition and a very smart workout plan in the off season. I feel like I'm right where I need to be.
What's Aaron, we all thought you had a friendly relationship with Greg. What do you make of his comments, and do you feel at all betrayed by the things he said?
Well, I mean, like I said last year, when there were some comments kind of like this, I got a great responsibility to the guys in this locker room and the fans, and at this point, I don't have a whole lot of time or energy to spend worrying about things that are set outside the building. I know those are stories for you guys, and but personally, I'm focused on this team, and you hear about them, but I'm not going to spend a lot of time or energy on them.
But isn't it disappointing that a former teammate would be taking shots at you like that, questioning your team leadership?
You know what? To me, I'm concerned with the opinions of the guys in this locker room and the guys we have here. We got 90 guys right now, and it's exciting to be able to be one of the leaders of this football team, and very confident in my style. I think the guys respond well to it, and it's fun being the oldest, longest tenured guy on the team. And I've seen a lot and been around a lot and learned a lot of lessons. And I think one of the lessons you learn is that you can't control everything, and you shouldn't worry too much about the things that are set outside the building. You worry about the opinions of your teammates and how they feel about you.
The guys, the rookie receivers, the draft picks, you did work a lot with them in the offseason. They're obviously in the building. They're on the field.
Well, I think it's important that they be on the field. Mike talks a lot about accountability and availability. And the availability is just being able to be healthy and be out there and get a look. The receiver position has some openings. I mean, you have some guys who can compete for some spots. And, we got three of the, one of the best threesomes there in Randall, James, and Jordy. And you got some guys who played a little bit for us with Jeremy and Jared. Then you got some young guys who really have a chance. And it's exciting to see some of the undrafted guys in the springtime, and now we got our two drafted guys back out there, and it'll be a good battle. I think nothing is won on the first day. It's about competing every day. It's about staying healthy, finding a plan for these days that allows you to get the proper rest and be ready to practice in the morning with these 8:20 practices. Those are different for all of us. So the rookies have a tough schedule. They're up very early, and they're going to have a tough test every single day trying to make this football team.
What do you make of the changes to training camp? From the timeout thing with the music jamming to any little thing that Mike's changed this year to help maybe limit the injuries? It seems to be the big point of emphasis.
Yeah, the highlight of the day was probably Darius Rucker's version of Wagon Wheel, big favorite of mine. I think it's a great idea. I mean, you have stoppages during the game, the TV timeouts, and just regular timeouts. We trust Mike and everything that he's done here. There's been different schedules almost every year. I think, if Mike had it his way, he'd want to practice in pads as much as possible. He's from the, he coached under Marty Schottenheimer and back even when I was a rookie, we had a lot of double day practices, especially early in camp. And it's about training the right way, though. And Mike, to his credit, has really done a great job with the schedule, giving us the best opportunity to be fresh for the preseason and the best opportunity to start off fast when the season starts.
What do you think about his message, the reflection, the dedication, everything like that, that he's bringing to what he said tonight?
He told you about that?
He did.
I give Mike a lot of credit. I think he's done a great job of big picture messaging. He really has. It's fun to see Mike, grow. Just like we've all grown in here, who've worked here for a long time. And Mike came in here in 2006, his first head coaching job, and he'd tell you today, I think he's grown a lot as a coach. I think he does an excellent job with the schedule, in front of the team, given the big picture thoughts, the themes each week. And it says a lot about the preparation he puts in and how badly he cares about this team and this organization. He wants to win. He wants to give us every chance to win. You've seen the improvements we've had here. A lot of thanks to the organization for just giving us the best possibility to be successful. And Mike's a big part of that. He's done an incredible job here.
What did you take away from that, Aaron? What did you take away from that theme? What did you take away from that theme that you might apply to as you go in here?
Well, the reflection, I think, was really important for me. You can't help but watch. We turned on the video of us open up the rings in 2011 in June there after we'd won the Super Bowl. And you get a little choked up because that was a special moment, kind of frozen in time, being all together there for the last time, that group, thinking about what we'd accomplished. And I think when you reflect back, you realize how special those moments are. And it gives you that desire and that want to have those moments again. And I think Mike does a great job of weaving the past and the future together to get us focused on the present.